This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
And I was just chatting with Jason, and evidently, USA Prepares has a pretty good reputation because the instructors show up. They show up without problems of time zones. And, you know, I thought it was an hour later, or I got the number wrong, or I overslept. That doesn't happen here. It doesn't happen here at USA Prepares. And I just want to say thank you to all of your instructors for carving out that time, taking that time out of their lives, time that they will never get back, in order to teach you the things that they feel you should be made aware of. So I want to thank all our instructors, and thank you, Bert. Welcome.
You got it, Vince. Yeah. Vince, I have the results in for the first ever USA Prepares poll class vote tabulation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
So if you recall, we did a special class on Tuesday this week, and we posed to the class, which is the more egregious crime? And we took two stories in the news, two contemporary stories. One was the founder of a company called Nikola, who had gone public on a fraudulent electric truck vehicle, completely fraudulent, fraudulent ads, fraudulent pretty much everything. They took parts from other cars to build their prototypes, and the prototypes, of course, didn't even work. Notoriously, they filmed the truck going down a hill pretending it was running on its own power. He was found guilty and will likely be serving a long jail sentence. So that was one case you could vote for. The other was a member of the Federal Reserve Board, the governor of the Atlanta Bank, and he was found guilty of 5 years trading on his own account in securities and not disclosing it. Well, he's not supposed to be doing it. Forget about disclosing it, because he's setting interest rate policy, and obviously what he's trading in is affected by the very policies he's setting. He was basically found to have violated rules and only given a slap on the wrist, and he continues as governor of that Atlanta Federal Reserve Bank, despite the fact that last year two other board governors were found guilty of the same crime and resigned in disgrace. He was just given a slap on the wrist. He said he didn't know he was violating rules, blah, 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 right? We've heard that before. So for class, we asked which was the more egregious crime, and we have the results in. Now, Vince, unfortunately, we don't have the setup here to aggregate a large number of votes. You know, we're starting meager here. So, Vince, we only got 11 votes. But you have to start somewhere, right? We have to. Even Henry Ford built his first prototype vehicle with a box of matches. So the voting is in. It was 7 votes for finding the guy who heads up the Federal Reserve Bank in Atlanta, the most egregious, and 4 votes for Trevor Milton. And more than often than I heard for why Trevor Milton was less guilty was, well, if you were an investor, you could have done your own due diligence, you should have known better, you could have researched it, so on and so forth. Whereas in case of Federal Reserve Bank, you broke the public trust. Vince, I was one of the minority votes. I actually voted for Trevor Milton because I thought it was an egregious crime. And I thought I wasn't so much against the Atlanta Fed because actually I think insider trading should be allowed as long as it's disclosed. So hear me out on this. I think if you're CEO of a company and you're disclosing you're going to sell all your stock, you should be allowed to do it. That communicates information to the markets so everyone else can see what's going on, and there's no better signal that you should get out of the stock than to see some insider dumping their shares. So I think, you know, they do it anyway, right? We know you see a company going to be taken over. You notice the stock's gone up the week before. It leaks out. People do it no matter what. Might as well make it legal, make it disclosed, so you have to disclose you're going to do it. So it's public knowledge. Everybody knows. And do whatever you want, and it's communicated to shareholders and to the public, and they can act on it themselves. I think that's better for the public than trying to keep it from happening, because it happens anyway. But anyhow, Vince, that's the it was basically 7-4 of the 11 votes, and I know that was modest, Vince, but we have to start somewhere on our polling system here, Vince.
So what is your feeling regarding insider trading with people in the government who are rulemakers who know how votes are going to be, that they know votes are going to be held, rules are going to be implemented that are going to affect specific industries. So either in favor of, hey, we're going to be authorizing billions of dollars for a vaccine, and these companies are going to be awarded contracts, and obviously the price of that share will go up for those companies manufacturing the vaccine, and that kind of insider trading where the people who are making the rules know in advance what they're going to do and they can place their bets. How do you feel about that kind of insider trading?
Well, I'm not saying in advance, but what I'm saying is they should be allowed to disclose they're going to do it and do it, and there's no better signal to the markets than some insider guy making that move. That's, I mean, it's probably going to backfire on them, right? Because I'm saying full disclosure, full transparency, but let them do it. Because you know what, Vince? It leaks out anyhow. These guys, they trade anyway. Why not make it mandatory to disclose what you're going to do, have it public, and then you would know, hey, this is going to happen or this is happening, and you can act accordingly. Otherwise, they cover everything up, and you don't know what's going on in the government. So what I'm saying is full disclosure, but if you want to inside trade, go ahead and do it because it's going to be disclosed to the public.
Okay,
I know that's a little controversial, but
would you say would you say insider trading is manipulating the market?
It is, and if you make it public, it's new news that comes out. In other words, if the CEO wants to dump all his shares, that's important news. Go ahead and let him do it, but let him announce he's going to do it. Now, that'll backfire to some extent because the stock may crash before he can sell very many shares, but so be it. The way it happens now, these guys go ahead and sneakily do it anyhow. They tell their cousins, their uncles, their business partners, whatever, the word leak, they tell their broker, and it gets out anyway. So just have the rule, not that you can't do it, but that you have to be fully transparent with what you do.
Yeah, and, you know, if it continued to be illegal and the penalty was death, and that cousin were given inside information, the cousin might say, are you kidding me? They're going to hang me. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, don't even tell me, right? Well,
right.
That's an alternative plan. We can, I think we have to let the poll system here recharge before you do another poll. But that, you know, I'd say that that's an alternative view that we could see if it would work versus what I say is do whatever you want as far as trading, as long as you disclose it to the public fully that you're going to do it.
So both guys are criminals. Both the chair of the Federal Reserve in Atlanta for insider trading and Trevor Milton, the founder of Nikola, the alleged truck company, which turned out to be a huge fraud. Both ways, people were harmed. Both ways. Insider trading harms the market. It's not fair. The little guy who actually buys stock going long thinking, buy it and the company will do okay. They've got a great product, a great reputation. He's harmed by insider trading. She's harmed by insider trading. Trevor Milton fraudulently, literally fabricating a company out of thin air with video, claiming that he built something that he didn't build, bilking investors out of billions of dollars. I'm talking about those funds evaporated. Those funds literally disappeared, and people's lives were altered by it. Now, maybe they were greedy, saying, boy, you know, I got some great news. This company invented this great truck, and this is going to be an earth-shattering technology. This is where it's at. No one's been able to build an 18-wheeler that can run on either hydrogen or electric power. So let's buy it, and we'll put all our money into it because we will become wealthy. Or we will become financially secure, or we will become financially independent. This is a good move. Let's do it. And they find out that the whole thing's fraudulent. I think both of those deceptions deserve capital punishment in the public square.
And I also blame any underwriters involved in taking a public company like that. Now, it was reverse merger, so it's a little complicated. It's a little bit. Those reverse mergers are kind of a sleazy vehicle that they're out of favor right now, luckily. But they just form these blank companies, go public with a charter to do anything, and then they pick something to do. And it's kind of a crazy concept. I mean, they should be banned. I mean, they shouldn't be allowed. But that's how they did it. So they didn't actually have one of the, you know, name Wall Street firms as their underwriter, but those named Wall Street firms, a lot of them had buys out on the stock, so they are partially to blame.
Okay, what's next?
Well, Vince, we're going to do a weekly subject on update on EVs because it's a fascinating area, kind of combines the environment, science, and technology, which is what I'm here in class for to discuss every week. So a report has just came out. Vince, do you know what self-driving is? A lot of the EVs are self-driving, so autopilot. So it turns out Teslas on autopilot have been getting into accidents, and they tried to hide this report, but it came out because it has to be disclosed. So in August, well, when we come back, I'll tell you, but in August, a Tesla on autopilot hit a woman on a motorcycle. She crashed into the windshield and died. These are like monsters driving on the roads.
I thought you liked Elon Musk.
I do like Elon Musk, but I think we need more work.
I think we need less Teslas. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us. And, Bert, I know this isn't on the syllabus for today. But Daily Mail has an exclusive, dailymail.co.uk, quote, "This is playing with fire. It could spark a lab-generated pandemic. Experts slam Boston lab where scientists have created a new deadly COVID strain with an 80% kill rate." I'm continuing the quote. "Researchers added Omicron spike protein to the original Wuhan COVID strain. Omicron spike is highly mutated, which made it the most infectious variant ever. 8 in 10 mice infected with the lab-created strain died at the Boston University lab," end quote. Class, Boston University. Now, let me continue the quote. The article continues to go on, quote, "Boston University scientists today were condemned for playing with fire after it emerged that they created a new lethal COVID strain in a laboratory." DailyMail.com revealed that the team had made a hybrid virus combining Omicron with the original Wuhan strain that killed 80% of mice in the study. "The revelation exposes how dangerous virus manipulation research continues to go on even in the U.S., despite fears that similar practices may have started the pandemic." Gain-of-function research, when viruses are purposely manipulated to be more infectious or deadly, is thought to be at the center of COVID's origin. That goes on more, but we'll just say end quote there. Okay. So, class, here we have a university that is making a more lethal, more infectious virus. They are making it. They've been condemned for it. Now, what should happen to that university? I'm talking about Boston University was reported to have done this. This is an article published October 18, 2022, dailymail.co.uk. What should happen? To me, it's simple. The whole university gets shut down. And every potential employer for any new graduate, recent graduate, declines the offer of employment from any graduate of Boston University. Now, why? Because that would send a clear and loud signal to the universities that you do stuff like this, no one will hire your graduates. The purpose of going to a university is so you can get that big job, so you can have a better life. And they have imploded their reputation, Boston University. I think we, the villagers, should ban hiring selfly. We should self-ban any Boston University graduate. Saying, you know what, nah, y'all came from that school where they are trying to kill life on the planet. We can't hire you because, heck, we don't know what you're going to do. Your reputation is tarnished. Your degree is worthless. I think the federal government should shut them down post haste, like yesterday. Brett, any comments about that?
Yeah, absolutely, Vincent. And what I don't understand is gain of function research was banned in the United States. That's why we very sneakily funded the Wuhan lab with money for projects that U.S. was doing. It's yet to be determined if those projects we were funding in Wuhan directly led to COVID or it was other Chinese projects that led to COVID. But most people now, finally, after, you know, a few years, I think we said it on USA Prepares, you know, very early, that it's just common sense says that COVID came from Wuhan. So we had banned it. That's why Fauci was funding gain-of-function research in Wuhan to try and get around U.S. rules. So how the heck was Boston University allowed to do this? And then they think they've done nothing wrong. They actually come out and brag about it, like, you know, we've created this new COVID virus. Like, they've done some great research that they're going to publish and, you know, and brag about how great their researchers are. Well, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, what, can I say anything else? And it's just totally insane.
I got an exclamation point for this when we come back. A scenario that we were involved in. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
National Association of Realtors announced existing home sales fell for an eighth straight month in September, the longest streak of decline in 15 years, as the once booming housing market becomes a bigger drag on the U.S. economy. New York attorney John O'Kelly of East Williston, Long Island, has been accused of assaulting law enforcement officers during the U.S. Capitol riot after being arrested Thursday on felony and misdemeanor charges. As the Democrats are relying on the abortion issue to get through the midterm elections and the report card for Democrats running the country for the last 2 years, Georgia gubernatorial candidate Democrat Stacey Abrams says abortions could solve inflation.
But let's be clear. Having children is why you're worried about your price for gas. It's why you're concerned about how much food costs.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This can be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So we used to have these meetups, class, in Springfield, Missouri. And every week we would spend hours at a restaurant. We'd literally move into a restaurant and take it over. And we'd have a microphone, and I would give a monologue for half an hour to an hour, and invite the attendees of the meetup to share their experiences, what's new. And we'd have presentations. We'd have great presentations. Rick Miller would present in person and remotely. Dr. Sheely would be there, Matt Stein. I mean, we had some incredible presentations. And one of our attendees was going through a town called Sparta, Missouri. It's a small town. I mean a tiny, tiny town. The size of the town is about 1.25 square miles. So it's like, I don't know, three times the size of our farm. the whole town. And there are about 1,700 people that lived there, according to the 2010 census. And they had a police department. And one of our attendees was going through Sparta, and the police department, one of the deputies, pulled him over, dragged him out of his car, and beat him up, arrested him, put him in the hospital. This is an older guy. You know, a guy about my age. Actually, probably a little older than I am. And I went ballistic. There's no need for this. And it was because of a taillight. Alleged taillight being out. So we mobilized and we went to the town hall meeting. I'm talking about USA Prepares, the meetup group. We it was standing room only. We live streamed it. And they were terrified of us. They were terrified that we were gonna take over and beat up the police department. They searched us for guns and weapons and knives and, you know, nail files. And we went in there. Anyway, I was so outraged at what these people did. They had about four police employees. Four police employees with a town of 1,700 people. This 1.25 square miles. Their business, the town's business, the government's business, was giving tickets. That was the business model. And I was livid. I called for a national boycott of Sparta, Missouri, all businesses. And this relates to my reaction to insider trading and the fraud that's going on at a large scale, and people are being ripped off. Okay. This is my sentiment that I'm sharing with you and the actions that I took. I called on air many, many, many times for a national boycott of all businesses in Sparta, Missouri. Why? I got a call from a broadcaster, a national broadcaster, and he said, Vinny, are you kidding me? You're calling for a national boycott of Sparta, the pizza shop, the gas station, the barber shop, everybody? I said, absolutely. He said, that's not fair. It's not fair to take it out on the little people, the businesses of Sparta. And I said, oh, yes, it is. And here's why. Because the pizza shop, the barber shop, the gas station owners, all of those business owners did nothing to stop the police from terrorizing anybody who went through Sparta and giving them tickets. The businesses did nothing. So I thought, okay, you want to passively watch and do nothing? Then we're not coming to Sparta. And you know what they did? They dismantled the police department. They fired the entire police department in Sparta, Missouri, because of our reaction, our nonstop expose of what they were doing in Sparta, Missouri. Now, since they've replaced the police department, they've brought them back. But not the same. And they don't mess with the villagers the way they used to. So when I talked about Boston University, that's where that model comes from. Because if we, the villagers, say we're not going to hire anybody from Boston University, that degree will have a spot on it, an indelible spot that says it's tarnished, it's defective. They are part of a regime that wants to kill, and we don't support it, no matter what. Bert, back to you. Do we still have Bert?
I can't add anything to that, Vince.
Bert, you know, you've known me for 50 years. Does that sound like me? I guess it does, right?
Well, there's the Vince who gets along with pretty much everybody, people, animals, whatever. But there's also the Vince that you do something outrageous and, you know, a lot of people will just try and look the other way, but you're not one of those, so.
Okay, what's next?
Well, Vince, UFO update, and I don't know if this will be a regular segment, but it turns out that I found this fascinating, that over August and September, there was a huge amount of UFO sightings on the Hawaiian airline routes between both Hawaii and Japan and Hawaii and California. And I don't know what to make of it. It was reported both by airline pilots, six separate airline pilots reported UFO sightings, and also military F-18 Navy fighter pilots also in the same vicinity. Again, you could draw an arc between Japan, Hawaii, and California along that southern dipping arc. Increased UFO sightings, let's just say a lot of UFO sightings in both August and September. Can't explain why, right? Why would you can't just say that they want to go to Hawaii? Why? Because the incidents were basically on the routes, on the airline routes. So are they, you know, are they interested in the people going to Hawaii? Or are they, you know, but it doesn't seem like that because it's also something that the military pilots were seeing. So something going on there. It's not really the South Pacific. I just call it the Central Pacific. And one pilot decided to go public, even though generally the airlines don't like that, Chris Van Voorhees. And he basically has been flying since he was 14 years old, 32,000 hours of flight experience. And he said he saw these objects basically just flying in a formation, almost like going around a track, like, you know, a little oval racetrack, just flying around in the, you know, along his route, just doing, he's not sure what. And he reported it. They were just, you know, going basically in this, you know, racetrack kind of pattern, multiple objects. Other pilots have also seen something similar. And in some cases, it's just one object. And so this was very common on the pilots of the planes that frequently go to Hawaii, and that's Southwest Airlines, Hawaiian Airlines. And we don't have an explanation, but Van Voorhees has decided to go public and talked about it. And again, we don't have an explanation, Vince, but for some reason in that area, maybe they just like the Hawaiian Islands, and it's nothing more than that. So we don't know. But there you have it. And that included F-18 pilots as well. Also pilots that in the Pacific have also, during September and October, August, September, I'm sorry, reported a very unusual amount of UFO activity for some reason in the Central Pacific.
Have you been monitoring the solar activity? Because it's been pretty bright here until today when they started spraying this morning. But the sunlight seems to be different. It seems to be very warming. And so it's, you know, it feels nice. But I'm concerned about the ultraviolet damage to skin and skin cancer, but feels nice. Have you been following that?
Well, I have been following solar activity. Yeah, I have been following. We had an increase last week. I'm looking at it right now, it's very low. So there's something called it's put out by NASA. It's called the Electric Power Community Dashboard, and they have something called the Planetary K Index with three-hour bands, and I'm looking at it right now. So it's pretty much as low as I've ever seen it for the last 2 days or so, from late October 19th to early October 21st. It's all very, very low level right now. But as I said, in general, it's on an increasing slope because we're going, more than anything, what it's determined by is where we are in the solar cycle. It's an 11-year cycle of solar activity. And we are 2 years away from a peak, Vince, in solar activity. So we've been advising class to be prepared for what happens if there is a surge in something called a CME and it comes and hits your part of the planet. You know, it'll hit basically basically whatever's facing toward the sun when it arrives at Earth, and it can just wipe out power systems, and that's happened before, and we've talked about it often. The biggest one happening in 1859, we did not have electric power grid then, but we did have telegraph, and it electrocuted telegraph operators. So, you know, telegraph usually fairly low voltage, but it injected voltage somehow, and I don't know if we can fully explain it, but the plasma energy from the sun injected voltage and current into the telegraph system and shocked and electrocuted several telegraph operators. And then there was a smaller one in the 1920s, but we had telephones then, and it set several telephone central office buildings on fire from the energy, because this energy gets really, it's attracted to metal. And so if you have large amounts of metal, such as railway lines or overhead power lines or telegraph lines or phone lines, the energy is attracted to it and will go there and then find a way to go to ground and dissipate itself. So right now, the biggest dissipator would be the electric power grid, and that's why it's in jeopardy from solar activity. But then fairly low right now.
Yeah, okay. Back around 1964, I was about 12 years old. We had a neighbor who worked for Bell Labs. And every once in a while, he would go into New York City. And he told me that he knew that I was interested in science, and he kind of took me under his wing. And he said that there's this section of the city where there's like Electronics Row, where all these companies, these stores sell all kinds of cool electronic gadgets, meters, test equipment, parts, etc. And he said that for, I think, $11.75, I could get a analog volt ohm meter. And so I scraped my money together and he bought one. I'll tell you what happened.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, 58 years ago, our neighbor bought with my money a high-quality analog volt-ohm amp meter made in Japan. I still have it. And it still works just as well today as it did back then. What I did was I used this for learning about electronics and learning about Ohm's law and learning about voltage and amperage and resistance. So I built an antenna, just a piece of wire, 100 feet long, stretched it between two insulators, and brought it into the house. That was for radio reception. It's called a long wire antenna. Then I took a ground rod and I pounded it into the soft soil, 6 feet deep. I stood on a small ladder and pounded it into the ground. And then I connected one end of this analog volt-ohm amp meter to the ground rod and the antenna to the other. And I literally could measure millivolts. Bert, out of the air, I could measure voltage coming out of the air. So these are normal radio waves coming from AM and FM and television stations and maybe cosmic rays, and I literally could measure them. If you take those telegraph wires and you say that's a much longer antenna, and we have plasma or solar rays coming from a coronal mass ejection, that's what you're talking about, right?
Correct,
Vince. But I just wanted to mention something that I think is kind of important. This is not on the syllabus for today. But Newsmax.com headline, Jill Biden to Newsmax, wave of cancer diagnoses coming after COVID, end quote. And then it goes on to say that, you know, people are going to get cancer and the government is expecting that there's going to be a wave of cancers. And why? This is brilliant, absolutely brilliant for her to come out and say this. She says it's because, quote, gosh, I forgot to get my colonoscopy. I didn't get my mammogram. I didn't get my skin screening, end quote. That's what she said. What a great cover story for infecting, injecting, and forcing people to get the precursor to cancer. The jab. Those are just my comments. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, Vince, I also went to Radio Row as a child in New York, Canal Street. Sadly, I think it's pretty much gone now. But you know what is even bigger, and it is still booming, is the radio section in Tokyo called Akihabara. Akihabara, it's basically the radio section, and Tokyo, and I've been there several times, so class may know that my significant other is from Tokyo, and so she took me there, and now I know how to get there, and it's amazing. Vince, it's amazing. There will be, on Sunday, they close down the main street, so it's just walking traffic, but you can go any day of the week, and there's shops there that specialize in the most arcane part of electronics. For instance, you'll see one shop, all he sells is electrolytic capacitors. Another shop will only sell vacuum tubes. Another shop only transistors and diodes. So very amazing. It's all the stuff we grew up with as electronic hobbyists or ham radio operators. It's still very vibrant in Tokyo in the Akihabara section. And just wanted to let class know that's still going on to this day. And on Sundays, Chodori, the main street, is closed to car traffic in the afternoon. So if you're in Tokyo and you're into electronics, stop by. Now, there's also some big box electronic stores that have taken over some of the sales there. But the little guys specializing in whatever, they're still doing well there. And I'm not saying it's cost effective. You probably, if you just need some hookup wire or a bunch of diodes, you're probably still better buying them on the internet. But it's really fun just to wander around there, and pretty much everybody speaks English, so you can, that's the common language, and it's certainly the common language of electronics, so you can get around just fine, and it's fascinating, Vince. So I'm just throwing that out there.
Bert, have you noticed the price of wire has gone up, up, up? I just can't get over how much wire costs now.
You know, I have not, because I have so much of it already. I haven't gone out to have to purchase any, but I would imagine that, you know, like a lot of commodities or kind of interim commodities, because it's a semi-finished good, that, there probably were some supply chain problems.
So when we built our house, I bought some Romex wire, 12-2 with ground. That's a yellow jacket Romex wire. And it was $168 for 1,000 feet. Now, it's over $600 for 1,000 feet. I'm trying to bring up the price right now. It's not giving me the price. But I'm sure it's well over $600. Plus, everything is going up in price. Parts are getting hard to get. Grow your garden and get out of Dodge. Brett, I'm looking forward to seeing you next week. Same time, same station.
Got it.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.